The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Hi there, Harley.
How's it going, Chris?
Very well, thank you very much, and very well for Donald Trump, too, winning the Electoral College rather easily.
Oh, yes. Well, he wound up with 304. There were only two electors, if you will, who decided not to vote for him, and neither one of them voted for Hillary Clinton, so much for a groundswell of support for her. One voted for John Kasich, and the other for Ron Paul. So they were, you know, votes for just for symbolism purposes. He easily, you know, topped the 270 he needed, though, at 304, and so it's a done deal. The House will make it official in a week or so, and then we'll move on to the inauguration on the 20th. So all this work that he's done of trying to put together a cabinet has not been wasted.
Now, the prosecutors in New York wouldn't be too happy. The alleged New York area terror bomber pleading not guilty.
Well, yeah, this is the guy who was wounded in a shootout with the police, so they're not too worried about his plea. But this is a man who was accused, you may remember this, of setting off bombs in New Jersey and in New York, injured more than 30 people. He had hoped to injure many, many more than that. This is back in September. He was arrested outside a bar in Linden, New Jersey, which is near Newark International Airport. His attorney had pleaded not guilty for him on his behalf while he was in the hospital. He's now accused of officially of detonating a pipe bomb along the route of the Marine Corps charity race in New Jersey, and he had pressure cooker bombs in New York City. They did not go off, so they were lucky in that regard. And this is the guy that the prosecutors are absolutely sure that they've got is the right guy.
Lucky, all right. And President Obama has released more prisoners than any other president ever.
Yeah, that's amazing. The president has let 1,176 people out of jail since he's been in office. The latest group, 153 others convicted of federal crimes and 78 people who were pardoned. So in other words, he clemencies and pardons today. He's issued more commutations than the previous 11 presidents combined.
Wow.
It's a big number. And some of these people were doing life in prison, which usually means they were very bad people.
And no doubt they won't ever commit a crime again, Harley.
It's controversial, and to be sure, and the president says it's because of over-sentencing. He says they wouldn't have been sentenced to the terms they got if they were sentenced today because sentencing guidelines have been changed. And that's in the main, that's true. But the life prisoners, the people in jail for life in prison, are typically people who've committed very, very serious crimes. And he says that the constant theme in all of his commutations and pardons has been that they have been, they've changed their ways. They've found a They found the way to go straight and narrow from now on. We'll see.
It's a controversial legacy. Thank you for that, Harley. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much.
All right. Harley Carnes in the United States. Time to take your calls on the open line, 131-873.